On September 23rd of last year, 21-year-old Chris Koch, a corporal in the Army, was wounded by an explosive device while on routine patrol in Iraq near Fallujah. The injury damaged his vocal cords, as you'll hear as he tells his story, which starts when he was injured.
I didn't hear the boom. I saw pretty much it was like a shower of sparks, like somebody lit off a pretty big firework. Just yellow sparks shooting up about maybe 10 feet in the air. And then I fell into the truck from the blast. My driver told me to get back up in the gun because he didn't know my injuries. And I climbed up, fired a couple rounds, and then I lost my strength and collapsed back into the truck. I was bleeding from my neck and my shoulder, my left arm really wasn't functioning, so... Granted, it's one of those million-dollar wounds, you get to go home. But, I miss being over there. I miss what I did. I mean, until I get back, I really don't think that I'm really gonna be, I don't know, at one or whatever with my old self. I can sleep well at night, but I'll wake up, pretty abruptly. A couple instances, my mom had gone in my room for something, and, she said that I've woken up and followed her around the room. Watching her, watching what she did, and, she says, only mom can say, it's not like, having her son watch, it's like having somebody who's really, on edge, watching what they're doing, sort of paranoid, I guess, I don't know if that's the term to use. My friends, they are behind me 100% because it's a pretty big thing, for someone my age, to go off and say I fought in a foreign war, was injured in battle, and survived, and made it back home. The siblings, on the other hand, I have two special needs. One's a brother and one's a sister. And they don't quite grasp, and they never will quite understand what I've been through, what I've done. I've snapped at them a couple times since I've been home. It's on small things, and... they take great offense to it, and my mom would talk to me afterwards because they'd run to mom, and she wouldn't yell at me or anything because she knows that I'm going through a big, big phase, and she says she just reminds me that they're not going to ever understand why I act the way I do now.
Corporal Chris Koch is recovering from his injuries in his hometown of Brunswick, Maine. He plans to continue in the military reserves. His story was produced by Youth Radio.